Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I was reading Luke 8, and I went through the parable of the sower, the seed sower. And it talks about, well, we can read the first part of it. Luke 8, 5 through 8. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And so I just kind of wanted to point out, you know, most of those verses are talking about things where the seed doesn't grow fruit and it gets taken away by Satan, or it's choked out by the cares of the world. So you see more of that, but there's one verse in there that talks about the seed going on fertile ground. And the seed that we would be talking about here is us sharing the gospel, the precious truth of the Lord. And hold on, I'm cooking pasta on the wood stove, and I gotta stir it so it doesn't stick. I'm trying to practice doing things while I'm doing my audios, real life, and when we get out on the road, if I wait until I have quiet time, I'm not going to be talking to you much, sister. So anyway, we're good now. So we don't want to get discouraged in that, because we've already been warned. Jesus said few, and we see few is few. And rare are the precious gems of true saints who love the Word of God. And so since we've been warned about that, we can't be sitting around lamenting like, you know, I wanted to make a greater impact on anybody. How come nobody's listening? How come nobody's changing? Things like that, you know, because we've already been warned. So we just focus on the Lord, live our life, and do what we're commanded. Call and preach the gospel. Work the ministry that the Lord has put in front of us. It could be a husband. It could be your family. It could be your neighbors. If you go to a job, it could be your coworkers. It could be at the grocery store, your everyday life. Maybe some people make it a point to go out and in the world and let the Lord open up doors for sharing the gospel. Whatever it is, we just continue to be steadfast. And we can take great comfort in the steadfastness of those who went before us, because we're here today because the word of the Lord has continued to pass on through the ages. It's never going to go away. It always was, is, and will be. Praise God. And so I thought I would encourage you. You know, there can be a lot of discouragement in this world because it is dark, and we all have to endure and deal with the trials in our lives. And every single day, there's probably something, if not a lot of things, that we have to deal with. And even if it's only within our flesh, that we have to keep constantly battling. And so I want to give you some encouragement when it comes to giving out the gospel and not knowing what seeds are planted. So the other day, Brother James and I, we took just a real quick break. We've been working real hard on the homestead. And he took me down the store. It's like 5 miles, a little country store. And I went in, and this is a store I've pretty much given a gospel card to everybody that's worked there. And they've had, over the past few years, had different people coming and going. Well, I would say maybe a month ago or a couple months ago or something. Let me back up. Yeah, it was a couple months ago. I was in there, and there was a new man there. A young man. And I gave him a gospel card, and he seemed like the most unlikely person that would receive a gospel card, if you can kind of imagine what I'm saying. And he was very unlikely to receive it. And when I gave that to him, he was like, "Wow, thank you. This is so awesome. I love the Lord and I love the gospel." Obviously, he had some issues to deal with, but he said it, and I thought, well, maybe that seed's planted. And I told him that he could contact Brother James. Speaking of, there's Brother James. I'm making an audio to put up for the sisters. Hold on, sisters. I'm going to put you on pause. Okay, I'm back, sisters. Just like I said, I want to be used to real life and getting my mind back where I was talking about. So anyway, I was telling you about giving that man a gospel card. And anyway, so just the other day we went down there, and I ran in just for a couple things, and he was there at the checkout, and he's like, "Hey, where have you been? I haven't seen you for a while. You haven't been in here for quite a while, have you?" And I said, "Well, we're getting ready to sell our place." And he's like, "Oh, that's neat. What are you guys going to do?" And so I really quickly told him, you know, going in the van full time. I said, "We've done it before. Now we've decided to liquidate everything." Ooh. Hold on, I gotta get these things off of here. I'm making Brother James some pasta. I don't want to overcook it. So yeah. Anyway, I kind of shared just a little bit about that with him, and he goes, you know, you're the one. I remember you gave me that gospel card. He goes, I love that thing. He said, I read it every day when I get out of my car here to come to work. And I was like, inside I was like, oh, okay, this is awesome. I've never had, like, that kind of reception again, you know, after giving somebody something, you know, a gospel card like that. And I thought, wow, this was really nice, you know, because every time we go out, since we've been here, we've had opportunities to witness. And sometimes it's just handing out gospel cards, but oftentimes it was talking. And I was like, huh, it looked to me like maybe some seeds were there, as opposed to usually when I get to hand a gospel card out or witness, usually I witness more with women. And oftentimes when you go back, there's like a coldness, you know, like the scriptures say, maybe it was taken away and given to somebody else. I don't know. And so I was like, it was really funny. I was like pretty uplifted and rejoicing. And when I came out to the van, I told Brother James, he's like, huh, maybe I ought to go in there and introduce myself. And so he did. He went and found the guy. He was back out on stocking shelves when Brother James went in there, and he introduced himself and said who he was and told him who I was. And he said, yeah, my wife said that I'd love to hear from you. Email me, call me. You love the things of God. I'm here to encourage you. And the guy's like, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I was like, I don't know. It was just pretty awesome. You know, with everything that's going on in our life, we've had like a lot of encouragement when it comes to witnessing, getting ready to go, leave everything and just go out on the road and share the truth of the Lord. And I thought that would be encouraging for you sisters, because that doesn't happen very often. And so, I don't know, I just wanted you to know that. Maybe it would lift your countenance, give you some hope. And then it was really, really interesting. So Brother James came back out, got in the van, and we looked up. It's kind of, the store's down in a, like in a hole. You got to climb a hill to get out of it. So he's driving out, and we see this man on a moped. He looks maybe our age or a little older or something. And he's fiddling around with it. He's off the side of the road, and so Brother James pulled up. And he asked him, he's like, do you need some help or something? The guy says, though, I think I ran out of gas. Brother James said, oh, okay, well, there's a gas station right down the road, and I think he's probably going to offer to get him some gas or something. And the man goes, I work at that gas station down there, and they're coming to help me. We're like, oh, okay, so long as you're taken care of. Well, he handed him a gospel card through the window, through my passenger's window. And he took it, and he's like, oh, okay, wow, thank you. God bless you. And as we were pulling away, we saw the gospel card flew out of his hand, and he ran across the street to get it, picked it up, and went back to his moped. And I thought, you know, that's another one. He didn't let that seed get swept away. I don't know what it's going to do with him, but I just found it really interesting. And so here, I wanted to read the rest of what all this means in Luke 8. Let's read 11 through 18. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and those have no root, for which for a while they believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But on the good ground are they which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they that enter the house might see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. And that's what I was referring to earlier. I thought I already read that part. But so as we read through this, Jesus explains what all it is. And like I said, oftentimes we don't see all that fruit, but every once in a while we did. And I don't know what that young man is going to do with that seed that he had, but he said he's holding on to it. It brings him great joy. And I don't know, maybe the Lord will send somebody to water that seed behind us. Maybe Brother James was the waterer of the seed I sowed. I don't know. And then the same with that man on the moped. And all these people that have been coming here to buy some of our stuff that we don't need anymore. And Brother James witnessing to them, we don't know what these seeds are doing with people, but we let the Lord take care of that. And we don't base our hope and joy on others coming along. Our hope and joy comes from the Lord. He's our strength. He's our rock. He's our everything. We do it all unto Him. And all the rest of this is just our reasonable service that we continue to do. And reasonable service is one of these things. Encouraging my sisters. This is nothing any of us can boast about. You know, if you write on a blog, if you do audios, if you do videos, if you do pictures, if you, whatever it is that you do, it's not about us. It's about the Lord. It's about loving the brethren. It's about sharing His truth, shining His light, and just doing what our reasonable service is and keeping our focus directed right where it should be. So go, sisters, go. Plant those seeds and let the Lord deal with whatever happens with them. And we can just rejoice knowing that at the end of the day, when we lay our heads down, that we've been zealous for good works and we have done all that we can for the Lord. And if we fell down, well, we ask Him for forgiveness. And we get back up and we get going again. Don't be sitting around down low too long because Satan will keep you there. And the Lord's mercies are new every morning. And so every day the sun comes up, even if it's cloudy or rainy, that sun is still there and it's a new day. We can do our best for Him one more time. All right, sisters, love to you. Hold fast. May God be praised.